when we have met to worship and adore the Lord our God.
It's time for the Holy Manna radio broadcast with Brother Byron Chesney, pastor at Highland Baptist Church. For the next few minutes, Brother Byron will be bringing you some truths from God's holy word. So have your Bible ready and follow along with Brother Byron.
John is concerned about is they're going to lose their full reward. You see that? Not they're going to lose their reward of salvation, but they're going to lose their full reward. So he's not concerned they're going to be lost. He's referring to those things which they would have received, those rewards that are found in a Christian's life, not only here on earth, the great truths that are in the doctrine of Christ, those great things, those great riches that are available to us as Christians here on earth, but when we reach heaven. When we stand there before the judge, and we will all stand before the judge, we'll all stand before Christ, and we'll receive those things which we've done in our bodies, both good and bad. And that's not the great white throne, that is the Bema Seat. That's the one that we will stand before. Those things that are worth anything, that we've really done legitimately for Christ, then we're going to be rewarded for those things. Those other things are going to get burned up like wood, hay, and stubble. And John is concerned that all these things they've been taught, the truths, and they get swayed by these false teachers, and they embrace that doctrine, then they're going to lose their full reward. If this lady accepts those false teachers in her home, and she agrees with her doctrine, she embraces false doctrine, there is a danger in losing that full reward. And John didn't want to see that happen. It's the same with Christians today. If you allow a Jehovah's Witness, a Mormon, a Muslim, or anyone else to influence your beliefs in Christ, and is contrary to the truths of this Bible, then, my friends, you are in danger of losing your full reward. You're in danger of it. Listen, I'm all for witnessing to false cults. I'm all for it. If a Jehovah's Witness comes and knocks on your door, don't take their literature. All right, don't do it. Don't take it. If you take it, they're coming back. Don't take it. Try to give them a Bible tract. We've got them up here for you to take home with you. You recognize them. You know who they are. If you don't, ask them. Say, are you a Jehovah's Witness? They'll have to tell you the truth. They'll say, yes, we are. Will you take my tract? They won't take it probably, but if they will, give it to them. But don't take their stuff. If you do, throw it in the garbage or something. Don't bid them Godspeed. Well, I hope you know you have success on your door knocking campaign or whatever. Don't do that. We don't want them to have success. They're having too much of it. They go around and knock on every door in this neighborhood behind us. How many people do you think has fallen for that false doctrine of the Jehovah's Witnesses? Like I said, I'm for witnessing to them, but don't let them influence you. And that flies in the face of this modern teaching today. Of coexist. How many seen the bumper stickers on the back of cars? Coexist. It's got all the little religious symbols around it. The Muslims and the Jehovah's Witnesses and the Jews and the Christianity. It's got all those symbols. And they spell out the word coexist. Friends, these are symbols of all those religions. And this is the type of thing that John is warning about. You see, you've got this false teaching today that we should all just get along because all these religions lead to God. No, they do not. They do not. They most certainly do not. Those religions do not lead you to Christ. The only way you're going to get to God is through Christ. Those religions do not point you to Christ. They point you to their false doctrine, whether it be the Watchtower or Salt Lake City in Utah, their teaching over there. Or whatever it may be, that's not directing you to Christ. And if it's not directing you to Christ, it is not leading to God. So all these false religions, this coexist movement that's going on today is nothing but a bunch of garbage. It's from hell, and that's where it will go, is to hell. And so John's warning about it. Christians, we do not worship with Buddhists. We don't worship with Jehovah's Witnesses. We don't worship with Mormons. All these religions follow a different God and a different Jesus, and they are in fact Antichrist. Verse 9, whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ has not God, He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he has both the Father and the Son. So there John uses the D word, doctrine, the teaching. That's what that word doctrine means, teaching of Christ. These other people are not teaching the teachings of Christ. And so that's the doctrine. The short and simple version is what Jesus taught, the doctrine of Christ. And I believe that is one of the greatest problems of our Christianity today is our lack of Bible knowledge. We don't know about the doctrine of Christ. You could almost excuse it in Paul's day. They did not have the canon of Scripture that we have. They had the Old Testament passages. And they didn't have a personal copy, by the way. You didn't go to every Hebrew home and, oh, look, we've got our own copy of the Old Testament. No, they did not. They didn't have it. They only had it. The priest had it. The ones in the synagogue and the temple had it. The everyday common man did not have a copy of God's Word. And so all that they could go on was what they knew, what they'd applied to their heart, what they've heard, what they've learned, what they've been able to be taught in the synagogues and the temple. They didn't have a copy of God's Word. So you could almost excuse it in Paul's day. But in the day we're living in, there is absolutely no excuse for not knowing the Bible. No excuse. It's everywhere. All you got to do is pick it up and read it. They didn't have these nice printed and bound Bibles like we have today. They didn't have the New Testament. They didn't have Paul's teaching. He's just writing it right now to them. This is the letters that they had that Paul had. They had those, but it was after the fact. And so, listen, there's no excuse for being ignorant of Bible doctrine. As Christians, New Testament believers in Christ, these are the fundamentals of our faith. And friends, if we don't know the fundamentals of our faith, then we have failed as Christians. I'm going to give you five fundamentals and I'm going to be finished. And these five fundamentals of our faith are imperative to our Christian faith. If you don't have these five fundamentals, you don't have the Christian faith. First is the inerrancy and infallibility of the Scriptures. Second is the deity of Christ. I've already mentioned it. Jesus is God. Third is the virgin birth of Christ. You must believe that. Fourth is the blood atonement of Christ. If it's not by the blood of Christ, then it's no good. And fifth is the bodily resurrection of Jesus Christ. Those are the five fundamentals of our faith. You take any of those out, you don't know anything about Christ. And those are, in fact, the five things that false teachers use in their teaching. They attack the inerrancy of the Scripture. Well, that King James Bible is not good enough. We have to write a new one. And so they carry a different Bible with different languages and different doctrine. And that they take things out. They take out the blood. They take out Christ. They take out repentance. They take out all these words. They want to now have gender-neutral Bibles where God could be a man or could be a woman. But we don't know. That's false doctrine. That's false teaching. So they attack the inerrancy of the Scripture. They attack the deity of Christ. Again, they claim he was a good man, he was a prophet, he did this, he did that. But no, he is not God, in fact. They attack the virgin birth. There is absolutely no such thing as the virgin birth. And do you know some Bible translations today, some that are coming out, some versions are coming out, are just calling her a young lady. She's no longer a virgin, she's a young lady. That could be anybody. It had to be the virgin that was prophesied by Isaiah. There'll be a virgin who will have a son. And his name will be Emmanuel, God with us. God with us. They attack the blood atonement. And they say, there's many ways to heaven. Well, there's so many that believe that, they couldn't all be wrong. Your most popular, what do they call him? Protestant preacher, evangelical preacher in the United States, has the biggest church following. There's many ways to God. They can't be all wrong. Who am I to say? Are Jews lost if they don't believe in Christ? That's up to God. That's not up to me. Fifth, they attack the resurrection of Christ. And friends, the resurrection of Christ is the fundamental of our faith and practice. If Christ be not risen, Paul says, our faith is in vain. Our preaching is in vain. There is absolutely no reason for us to be congregated together right now this morning if Christ had not risen. Nothing. Our faith is nothing. Let me read it to you. 1 Corinthians 15, 12 through 20. Now if Christ be preached, that he rose from the dead? How say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then is Christ not risen? And if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith is also vain. Yea, and we are found false witnesses of God, because we have testified of, yea, and we are God, that he raised up Christ, whom he raised not up. If so be that the dead rise not up, for if dead rise not up, then is not Christ raised. And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain. You are yet in your sins. Then they also which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we're all men most miserable. So summing that all up, Paul says, listen, if Christ wasn't risen, your faith is in vain, our preaching is in vain, you're still dead in your sins, you're going to go to hell, and we're miserable men today if that's our beliefs. But verse 20 is the key. But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. Christ being the first resurrected, we follow after him. Friends, that is our hope. That's our future. We too will be resurrected as Christ was. So if you attack the resurrection of Christ, you've attacked our complete Christian faith and fundamentals. You've taken it completely out of it. So our text this morning is a great warning. And listen, I really am concerned about people today. There's a lot of folks that are homebound. There's a lot of people that are shut in. And listen, if they're not watching and listening to true Bible doctrine, they can be swayed. They can fall for these false teachers. How do you think that Kenneth Copeland has such a following? How do you think he can have 10 airplanes and a $60 million new jet that he just bought? How about Jesse Duplantis? How do you think that they're doing this? Because they're preying upon those that don't know Bible doctrine, that believe every word that they say. And they send them their money. And their money goes right into their bank accounts. And they could care less about those people. They put on a good show of it, though. They can cry on cue. They can stand there and get all tore up real easy. Oh, and the people just sit there and they fall for it. Listen, that's what John's warning about. It's what Paul's warning about. It's what Peter warned about. He says, you think there's people that used to be that way. Oh, now is even more. Can you imagine the day that we live in? How he would look around at some of the places today and be sickened at how we've so easily been fooled, beguiled by false teachers. I want to come get the invitation song today. Page 107, I Must Tell Jesus. I want to ask everybody in here to stand, and I want you to pray. And listen, if there's anything that you need worked out with the Lord today, I want this to be the day that you get that done. If God's been speaking to you, maybe you've been led down a false path. Maybe you're lost today. I don't know. Maybe you're backslidden, living a way you shouldn't be living. Would you make it right today? Oh, he's there for you. He loves you. He's faithful. And boy, he just wants to help you. Would you let him do that today? Let's pray together. And if Sister Charlotte plays on the piano, if you need help, you come.
We pray that this has been a blessing to you. If you feel led to help us with the cost of the broadcast, our address is Highland Baptist Church, 6014 Bablé Road, Knoxville, Tennessee, 37924. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.